When I used to run marathons, I had a training partner who would say to me, at the most horrific moments, usually at about mile 20, "Rosaria, this could be the best moment of your life." I thought this man was certifiably nuts, a DSM-4 special. I tried to ignore him, but later I started to understand his meaning. This expression teaches me now that while I am motivated by the big questions, I do not have the big picture. I do not know how student resistance, classroom explosions, my own general screwing up, or mean-spirited colleagues will really affect my success or failure as an intellectual and a teacher. So I find myself in life's most unbearable moments in and out of the classroom saying, "This may be the best moment of my life." At first, this makes me feel, perhaps too viscerally, that I am on mile 20 of the marathon and that I am about to throw up. And then it reminds me that even if I do throw up, I still have a marathon to finish, and something extraordinary will happen in the process of focusing on the rigor and simplicity of putting one foot in front of the next. Lesson number 2. Speak the truth, because you never know who is listening. For a decade of my life, I lived as a lesbian and was a spokesperson for gay, lesbian, bisexual, and transgendered issues on the local and national front. One morning, as was my routine on my way to work, I stopped at the Jordan Mini Mart to get a cup of coffee. On this particular morning, I heard a woman yelling at her kids, telling them that they were worthless and inconvenient and in the way. Nothing makes me more furious than the disrespect of children, and I turned to give her my iciest glare. That is when I saw the T-shirt she was wearing. It featured the General Mills cartoon rabbit speaking these words to an effeminate man. The T-shirt read, "Silly faggot, dicks are for chicks." There in the Jordan Mini Mart on a regular day in June of 1996, I decided that ideas were bigger than I was, and I approached the woman. I told her that I was a lesbian, and my feelings were hurt by her T-shirt. At first, she didn't comprehend what I was saying, and so I said it again. She got it. Her jaw dropped like a fish on a line. The mini-mart went pin-dropping silent, and finally, her husband elbowed her and said, "Stop talking to the queer." I started to cry, and the mini-mart exploded in laughter. When I returned to the mini-mart on the next day, stubbornness overruling fear, the woman behind the counter pulled me aside to ask me a question. It turns out that her daughter was a lesbian.